Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Federal prosecutors in Manhattan have charged former FBI counterintelligence agent Charles McGonigal, claiming he helped a Russian oligarch who was under investigation by the FBI agent. McGonigal is charged with money laundering and violating U.S. sanctions. In a separate Washington, D.C. charge, he's accused of taking $250,000 in cash payments. The FBI agent retired in 2018. Republicans in the House are pushing a bill to eliminate the Internal Revenue Service and replace it with a consumption tax. Republican Representative Buddy Carter from Georgia on Fox News explains why it would work.
The reason the Democrats don't like this is because they lose control. They lose control over the taxpayer. In a consumption tax, you decide what you're going to pay taxes on. You want to buy a boat, you're going to pay taxes on it. You don't want to pay the taxes, don't buy the boat.
Rep. Carter says the new tax plan would generate the money needed to support the U.S. government.
The infrastructure, you know, states already have sales tax, so it would be a seamless transfer right to what we want to do.
At least 7 people were killed in 2 related shootings in Half Moon Bay, California, about a 30-minute drive south of San Francisco on Monday. A senior citizen suspect is in custody. San Mateo County Sheriff Christina Corpus.
The suspect identified as Chung Lee Zhao, a 67-year-old Half Moon Bay resident. At 4:40 p.m., Zhao was located in his vehicle in the parking lot of the sheriff's substation here in Half Moon Bay.
China is claiming brinksmanship over a debt limit as it hit back at Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's criticism of Beijing's handling of debt issues in developing countries. The criticism came as the Chinese embassy in Zambia on Monday blasted the United States over its catastrophic debt problem. This is USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Alleged killer lawyer Alex Murdaugh was in a South Carolina courtroom Monday as jury selection kicked off in his case, which he is accused of murdering his wife and son to deflect attention from his financial crimes. The high-profile trial is scheduled to last 3 weeks, although finding a jury pool unfamiliar with the details of the case is going to be difficult and could drag out the proceedings longer. On Monday, lawyers on both sides combed through 700 jury summons to bring in more than 200 people for a total of 3 hours of questioning. M&M candies are making headlines as the company introduces a new M&M.
I'm just gonna be me.
Well, that was the plan last year.
Nothing else I can be but a purpley peanut-shaped chocolate candy.
Reaction to that song and dance rolling out the M&M purple included fat shaming. Well, it is an M&M filled with a peanut. And there was the whole thing about the green M&M that went from boots to sneakers and appeals to keep green sexy. M&M's now says its spokes candies are on indefinite pause. In their place, actress Maya Rudolph and a new campaign that will debut during the Super Bowl. I'm Richard Johnson.
President Biden will deliver an economic speech this week spotlighting economic proposals proposals championed by House Republicans, including a bill to eliminate the IRS and replace it with a 30% national sales tax. Biden last week called Republicans fiscally demented and vowed to veto any of their tax bills. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We're experiencing a little bit of electronic, whatchamacallit, as they say. But, hey, this is a live show, and the show must go on. Hey, great to have you with us here sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you need to check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. We've got Tim Rivers with us right now. Tim is the author of the new book, The American Gulag Chronicles, that has more stories, facts, and truth about January the 6th, as we continue to wait to see what this 118th Congress will give us. The speaker has said that he is planning on releasing that 14,000 hours, the film that has been held back by the Jan 6 committee and Nancy Pelosi. We'll see what happens. Tim Rivers joins us now. Hey, Tim, how you doing?
Good morning, Bill. Thank you very much for having me on.
Hey, great to have you here. I know it's been a wild weekend for you. You were quite busy this weekend.
Yeah, we were at the Clay Clark Reawakening Tour on Friday and Saturday in Nashville, Tennessee. If you've never been to one of these events, it's like Super Bowl, but with patriots and pastors.
Exactly.
It's just an amazing thing. We met all kinds of people that are fighters in this, and you learn a lot. We are not alone out here. I don't think any event in history has generated as much citizen journalism interest as January 6th.
Exactly. Well, and congratulations to Clay Clark and the rest of the staff for doing this, because, Tim, very importantly, as you say, if you are to hear anything from the mainstream and others, you would think conservatism is dead. It is not. It's alive and well. I was just in Vegas for the SHOT Show. Conservatives, people who are freedom-loving, constitutional-loving Americans coming together. And it's encouraging to be around this, because you're so, the negative narrative controlled by the Democratic Party, Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi at all, is such that it would lead you to believe that we're losing our republic. But there are many thousands of Americans across the country that still believe in this great American, great American idea and experiment.
Yeah, and it comes down to why don't we have every American as acting as a patriot today? And I think it's because of the fraud and the false information that continually barrages most of the American public. And let's just, January 6th is such a seminal event. Let's use that as a pivot for this. Everybody's been told by the mainstream media this was a planned, seditious insurrection with an attempt to overthrow a duly elected president. And it was, it couldn't have been anything further than that.
Well, that's their story, and they want to stick to it, you know. And the thing is, as you say, Tim, is that, see what happens, and this is my observation here, is generally it is, politics is downstream the culture. That's the way it normally goes, from culture to politics. But there is a pivot. There was a paradigm shift that happened, quite a while ago. I'm not exactly sure if I can put my finger on it. Maybe you have a better idea of this. But what's happened is there's been a paradigm shift to where politics is upstream culture. It's politics that's influencing instead of the other way around. This is why people are so upset, because they don't want anything to do with politics. They backed away from it because it's so corrupt and frustrating, but it's because the tail is shaking the dog, literally.
But, you know, Bill, we've been warned about this since day one.
Yes.
In George Washington's final address, he warned us about parties that would factionally take control and serve their own purposes rather than the will of the people. Thomas Jefferson warned us about this. John Adams warned us about this. It's not just once. We are over and over and over again reminded in history that it is our duty to always be vigilant for people who would basically make their own personal gains more important than the will of the American public. And we're the ones who put them to service, and yet we end up serving them. It's a very bad turn of affairs, but I look at the attempts to destroy our history, to erase the hard lessons that this country has learned, simply because it's unpleasant. But I think it's more than that. I think it reinforces the narrative that we must be vigilant, and therefore those things have to be removed so that we will go back to sleep.
Well, the other shift, as you say, Tim, is that we're no longer a country of we the people. It's we the elites, clearly. And this is why, this was the revolt, I think, consciously or unconsciously, about what happened on January the 6th. It wasn't, to take over a government. It was to bring government back in line and to do our constitutional duty. And that is to, point out that there's a problem here in River City, right?
I do, but I think I think you have to look at January 6th a couple of ways. I often tell people that I really don't care what you think about whether January 6th was correct in how people reacted that day when they were attacked. Was it correct that they took the opportunity to enter the Capitol? I mean, I don't really care about any of those things. I'm going to be real frank with you. Even though my job is being the voice of J6 for these men who have been silenced, I don't think that's what's important. What I think is important, and that everybody seems to be missing, is watching what's happening to these men's constitutional and civil rights simply because they had a political stance that was different than the current weaponized administration's minions were told to support. And guess what? How many of us feel differently than what this administration speaks of? How many of us refuse to accept CRT or will not take a vaccine we consider to be deadly, or refuse to accept our children being exposed to sexual perversion? How many of us stand up against those who would say abortion is the correct way to maintain a culture that's nice and free? If you feel that way, you're next. I'm sorry. That's all there is to it. These gentlemen are the bellwethers, and that's why everyone should, instead of being focused on how criminal anybody's acts on that, how about we look at how criminal this government is behaving against its citizens and denying them due process simply because of their political beliefs and perhaps even their religious beliefs?
You bring up a good point here. I think the metaphor is, that father that went to the school board complaining. I mean, he was upset because his daughter had been raped because of the school's policy to allow, bathrooms to be available to males or females. If somebody felt like, they wanted to channel their opposite sex, then they were allowed to come in. And this one young man came in, and he was a man, into a girl's bathroom, raped his daughter, and the school wanted to explain it away instead of seeing it for what it was, which any rational human being would have said, that's crazy. And of course, it was so nuts that their solution was, okay, we're going to expel the young man. We'll put him to another school. And guess what? He repeats the offense. Brilliant, right? Anyway,
yeah.
We've got to go to break. We got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there. More from Tim Rivers after this.
Nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
America, Bill Martinez here. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Tim Rivers, the author of the new book, The American Gulag Chronicles, who has more stories, facts, and truth about January the 6th, continues with us. And we're going to be talking about how the U.S. Capitol Police has admitted that highly trained agitators ripped down fencing prior to the protest. Heretofore, we've not heard that, right? That's not what we were told to believe, but go ahead, Tim.
Actually, we have heard this, Bill. We've heard this as early as June of 2021. and from very substantial sources. I'm going to just quote a few of them. The Hill. Everybody heard of The Hill, right? That's by Jordan Williams. Right. They released an article in September about it. A Revolver did an incredibly large piece about it. And yet, everybody seemed to discount all of those. But now we have basically pretty incontrovertible proof because Captain Mendoza, from the who's the TAC commander of the Capitol Police, has come out in testimony during a trial and admitted that there were agitators there, and even more so, pretty much admitted that they were responsible for taking down the fencing, that they were observed working as highly trained group of people, and were mysteriously in communication and acted in a coordinated way. And unfortunately, none of those people can be found. Now, that's pretty you've arrested over 1,000 people, but you can't find those guys. But this admission is not new. It's just finally being accepted because it came out in court by a TAC commander under oath.
Exactly.
This information has been out there for a while, and so much so that I have a stack of letters in a file cabinet behind me where prisoners from within the gulags of America have been telling me this since June of 2021.
And think about the timeline, Tim, when they did this. These actions were taken before the president completed his speech, were they not?
Oh, yes. This all happened very early in the beginning. And many people believe this was a well-planned-out Fed-surrection, the situation was created, and when it was opportune, it may have just been an instantaneous, hey, look what we could do right now. Many people believe Ms. Pelosi and others had a clue as to what was going to happen and had intentionally set the ground rules so that the event could unfold the way they planned. But I don't think you can put President Trump in the middle of this. All of this happened before he actually even sent the crowd towards the Capitol to peacefully and patriotically have themselves heard. Now,
exactly.
People talking about Ray Epps and other folks, this is... You know, what's the proof of this? How can we call this credible? Well, we've already proven you had 12 FBI informants inside the Michigan militia plot. They set the whole thing up, and yet you found those men guilty. Now we find out that you have 20 or more agitators in the crowd that most certainly were associated, if not working for, the FBI. And you have admission of Capitol Police that they observed these people doing the things they do. You have all of these first-person testimonies in these letters that have been coming out of the gulag from January 6ers, and they all match. They don't have the broken running track of people who are making things up in order to fit a narrative. These testimonies are just incredibly compelling, which is why we've tried to post them out there for America to read. I mean, don't listen to me. Bill's a very knowledgeable person. Don't listen to Bill. Why don't you listen to the people who are right there in the thick of it and who are experiencing the persecution and silencing because they know the truth.
Well, this is the thing that's so disgusting, Tim, is you got these, these patriots that have been sitting in, as you declare and describe, as gulags. I mean, to the point that, what, 3 dozen of them sent a letter recently saying, send us to Gitmo because of the way they're being treated there, right, in the D.C. jail.
It's hard for me to describe that horror, but I would ask you, I have a website called j6patriotnews.com where we post everything current about what's happening to these men and in the J6 movement on a regular basis. There are multiple posts, and through there you can also find their letters. And I urge you to probably take it, listen to them firsthand. They will tell you exactly what's going on. And it's hard to ignore their first-person testimony.
Exactly.
And they're not allowed to give this in court. I just want to be very clear to everybody. Well, if they had that testimony, why don't they say it in court? They are not allowed to give these testimonies in court.
Why are they not allowed, Tim? Explain to our audience why aren't they?
For two reasons. One is that the prosecution and the government has claimed that these videos are too sensitive to be released, and too sensitive to basically show the American public what really happened. But instead, we'd like to show you a 2.5-second clip that we've carefully redacted and removed the audio from that shows you this guy kicking an officer. And then when you look at that video and it's full blow, you see that the officer knocked the guy backwards with a baton. He's off his feet and his right foot is coming up as he loses his balance and falls backwards into the crowd. Yet that is an assault on an officer. And that's what all of these charges look like when you get them under the microscope. You know, there's been so much revelation, and I'm sad that the government and the media wall has been so successful in not letting America see the truth. It's everywhere. J6Truth.org releases all kinds of videos. There's a documentary called The Truth About January 6th. Again, first person with video. Stop Hate, Writing History, Bloody Hill, and that's StopHate.com. Newsmax, look at all the what's coming out of Newsmax. Day of Outrage, Shame of a Nation. How many times must we show this before America goes, gee, that doesn't look like an insurrection. That looks like an attack.
Exactly.
So I think this what's important about Mendoza's testimony in court is this is the first time that a true officer who was there at the time and who was responsible for what was going on says under oath, that wasn't us that was doing these things out there. These were agitators. These were highly trained. They had a purpose to take down the barriers and to get people into the grounds that day. And they, some of them have never been identified. The scaffold commander who stood up on that erected scaffolding and hollered through a bullhorn. Everybody go into the Capitol now. Who is he? Nobody knows. Nobody's ever found him. He's never been charged. Those are the things that have to make you wonder here.
Yeah, it was definitely, you know, when you consider all the evidence, and I think, you know, and when I say all the evidence, certainly the mainstream media or what Nancy Pelosi, the J6 committee want to present, like you said, a testimony, you know, from these prisoners that are in the gulag that are telling their own stories. This is quite compelling. And it really makes us doubt all the more and causes the credibility issue to come into question big time when you have law enforcement participating. The FBI, I mean, at every turn, you know, it's just rife with corruption here, Tim. How are we to, you know, go forward country and trust these institutions?
Well, I don't think you can ever trust these institutions again. I think if you were to take them apart and rebuild them in a manner that it conforms to constitutional demand, and the constitutional limitations, and then hold them to that, to not let them be used for purposes of either political gain or overthrowing our government, which I consider to be a republic.
It's interesting, you know, in terms of the overthrow of the government, who was actually overthrowing the government? Was it the citizens or was it the deep state that was, you know, in full presentation when you really think about it? And the media and others are deluding us and, you know, wanting us to believe a certain narrative because it's not necessarily about Donald Trump, although Donald Trump is the target. It's about, you know, this is an attack, the same type of an attack that came upon the, you know, Tea Party groups and the conservatives during the Obama administration. They did everything they could to cancel him. This was just a convergence and target against everything that stands in their way and the Constitution and people that support the Constitution are, you know, part and parcel of that target, are they not, Tim? We got 40 seconds left. Go ahead.
They are. And you know what? You're going to have to do this for yourself, guys. It's time for you, the people, to be the people. It's time to get off our butts and begin to speak out and leave the safety of your door. Go out and begin to talk to your congressman, talk to your neighbor. Do not be afraid and let the spirit form hold you back. This book, American Gulag Chronicles, Letters from Prison, is these men's messages in a bottle to America. And you need to read it because the letters are addressed to you. And you can find it at lettersfromprison.us. And in their own words, they're going to tell you what happened that day. Listen carefully.
Got to leave it there, Tim Rivers. Thank you, buddy.
Life
take care.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
USA News Update. Federal prosecutors in Manhattan have charged former FBI counterintelligence agent Charles McGonigal, claiming he helped a Russian oligarch who was under investigation by the FBI agent. McGonigal is charged with money laundering and violating U.S. sanctions. At least seven people were killed in two related shootings in Half Moon Bay, California. That's about a 30-minute drive south of San Francisco. A senior citizen suspect is in custody. San Mateo County Sheriff Christina Corpus.
The motive for the shooting is currently unknown. Through investigation, the suspect, identified as Chung Lee Zhao, a 67-year-old Half Moon Bay resident.
The suspect is in custody.
Zhao was located in his vehicle in the parking lot of the sheriff's substation here in Half Moon Bay.
Lance Pry, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, and it's also great to have Congressman Tom Tiffany from Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District. I'm putting my hand over my heart. Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, welcome. Good to have you here. We're here. You hear the ambient noise and that. We're in Las Vegas, Nevada for SHOT Show 2023. Lots of fun here, huh?
Hey, lots of good stuff. We just rolled in here, and we're really looking forward to going to the show. First time that I've been here, Bill.
Oh, wow, really?
And we're going to try to cover as much as we can, but thank you so much for having me on. You know, we live way up in the Northland. We got a lot of snow and more snow coming, and we got to get down to Florida sometime yet this year, this
you're
winter.
You're always welcome. It's still a free part of the country.
Oh, yeah. I got to love it. Got to love it.
Exactly. Well, we're excited about the 118th Congress. A lot of great things already starting to happen here. So how do you feel?
Yeah, you know, it was really interesting. I thought it was a tremendous civics lesson. 4 days, 15 votes. And a lot of people were contacting me and they're saying, oh, God, is the party falling apart already? That was not it at all. We got the best rules package in a long time that are going to allow all 435 members, whether you're Republican or Democrat, you're going to be able to participate in this Congress, unlike the previous Congress where Nancy Pelosi would have these closed rules and none of us could put amendments forward.
Exactly. Plus, you had very little opportunity to read what it was you were passing. This $1.7 billion fiasco, trillion that went through, when, you know, the ink wasn't dry and there was still yet more ink to be processed, and they're having people vote on it.
Yeah, the American people are tired of that, and that whole speaker vote and the negotiation that was going on to get a good rules package, it was a really good thing. If you believe in democracy, if you believe in a free America, if you believe in having transparency by your Congress, it was good stuff.
Exactly. Well, and like you said, it was an excellent civics lesson, and you can tell also what it did. It
it demonstrated what, you know, what the nature and the credibility of the pundits who were out there trying to say, well, democracy is at risk and all these other things, the sky is falling. I mean, it really demonstrated the character and the knowledge of the Constitution that they don't have.
Yep. There's no doubt about it. So it was terrific, and now we're really looking forward to digging in. You know, last week we voted to defund the 87,000 IRS agents was put in place by the previous Congress. And as you know, as gun owners know, the IRS can do a lot of damage. You know, it's not just the ATF, it's also the IRS that can create real problems for gun sellers, gun stores, as well as people that just want to own guns.
Well, exactly. Well, the other thing that was frightening for most of the gun owners I spoke with, I got to tell you, was that they're going, wait a minute, 87,000 untrained IRS agents, and I say untrained with guns, you're giving them guns and ammo and you're setting them on the streets. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's a really good point. So it's a good start there, and then I sit on the Judiciary Committee. Jim Jordan's going to be our chairman, and we're going to have some terrific people on there that we're going to get accountability for our government. And one of the places I believe it starts, Bill, is with the FBI, the Department of Justice, the Department of Homeland Security. Those intelligence agencies, they have got to be accountable to the American people, denying people's First Amendment rights. And, of course, you know, we sit here at the SHOT Show and, you know, you hope that people don't have to use their Second Amendment rights to protect your First Amendment rights. And,
right.
But it really is, we're really looking forward to digging into this and getting accountability by our intelligence agencies.
Well, maybe we might have a little bit more fair-minded judiciary in terms of, you know, these double standards, triple standards that are operating right now, case in point with the Biden documents and what happened with President Trump and Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, we're certainly going to be having investigations on a variety of those issues that is coming. And also, we're not going to drag legitimate businesses like the CEOs and others who make legal weapons here in the United States. We're not going to do like the last Congress, where Nancy Pelosi's group, they would drag them before the committee and drag them through the mud. That ain't happening with this Judiciary Committee.
Well, Tom, what we're seeing is that the Obama administration did, and of course Biden was part of the administration, speaking of gun owners, or gun sellers, was Operation Checkpoint. And that is raising its head again after they decided, I think it was in 2017, to set it aside, right?
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, they're going to take actions administratively however they can. And we're seeing that with the pistol brace case that just came down the end of last week. They know they can't pass it through Congress, so they try to do it administratively. And we need to put a check on them in regards to that. And I know that's really been a hot topic in my district in regards to pistol braces. In fact, there was a sheriff that I was just having a listening session yesterday, Bill, in my district. Sheriff showed up from Polk County in northwestern Wisconsin. He gave me a letter and he said, would you present this to the ATF? And he concluded his letter by saying that this is unenforceable in my county because it's unconstitutional what you've done at the ATF.
Right. Well, and this is important. The local authorities, they stand on their authority. This is a problem that we have, and just even educating the public, because they say, you know, we say the three most critical words in the Constitution, we the people. Well, that is a position of authority, and if we the people do not exercise that positional authority, we get the government we've got right now.
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting with this one sheriff leading the way in northwestern Wisconsin. I suspect there's others that are going to look at this around the country. But I think you could end up seeing this be a movement. And, you know, that kind of dovetails into, you know, John Lott probably does the best work in terms of analysis, academic analysis of gun crime and things like that. You know, you probably saw this. He just came out and said, our violent crime, our gun crime, crime that is done with guns in America, is really concentrated in just a few areas.
Exactly.
You go to most of America, you don't have to worry. The violent crime is not up. It's just the places where they refuse to have strong law enforcement.
Exactly. And this is the thing that's amazing. We just had John on the air with us, too.
Oh, terrific.
And reporting on this very thing that you just said. So, you know, we're avoiding things that are commonsensical, that are true. You know, the era of narrative, anonymous reporting and all this stuff. I mean, even the FBI reports, John, exposed how they were underreported.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And so we're going to be discriminating. We are going to be analytical. We are going to use the appropriate approach in the Judiciary Committee to make sure that we're doing the right things to try to help control crime in America, to do the investigations that are necessary. We will certainly get into border security. That's in our bailiwick, which, of course, is a big issue. And, by the way, which is driving a lot of crime in America.
Yeah, go figure. I mean, here we have all these gotaways. I mean, the demography of some of these cities are changing dramatically, and we're not talking over decades. We're talking in a matter of a couple of years.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, America has always been a place for over 200 years where you came to America, to the melting pot, and you assimilated into America. Now we're seeing some parts of America beginning to look like third world countries. That's not how it's supposed to work, and we need to get control of that.
We're starting to create no-go zones, Tom.
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And one of the things that I hope, you know, if we take a minute here on this immigration issue, I'm really hoping that our Chairman Jordan will take us down to the southern border and do hearings there, rather than doing the hearings in Washington, D.C. Let's go do them on the border.
You must have heard my earlier interview, because that's exactly why I said field trip. Let's do stuff right there. In fact, you know, even I encouraged Leader McCarthy to move the group, get them out of D.C. Let's go down and meet at the border. That's excellent.
Yeah, and Speaker McCarthy has talked about that. Let's get around the country on a variety of issues. I sit on natural resources also. Let's go out. Let's have those hearings in the field. Let's hear from real Americans. Let's talk to Americans about how this is affecting their communities. Let's go get that mayor of El Paso. Let's get him there to give us some testimony, and let's go right down there and see them. So that's one of the things I'm hoping will happen with the Judiciary Committee. Let's go have those hearings right where the action is happening. And, you know, maybe in regards to the FBI, maybe we need to have a hearing out at Twitter's headquarters in San Francisco.
Why not? Exactly. Let's open up some drawers. Who knows? You might find some more Biden documents there, too, just as a bonus. Just saying, sidebar. You know, Tom Tiffany, thank you so much for stopping by. Just as we summarize here and just wrap things, of course, Tom, again, thank you so much for stopping by. I appreciate it. Stay in touch. I mean, keep us up to date as to what's going on. And, you know, and if you guys could make that move and have a session at the border, that would be real exciting.
Yeah, thanks. Keep up the good work, Bill.
Every one of us invests in what matters to us, yes? From subscriptions to Netflix or iTunes to a protein shake or new shoes, they bring a sense of joy and value to our lives. It's also important that we have a country to save and the next generation to protect. Bill Martinez Live has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. Advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled to not advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with Bill Martinez Live this coming year? While the culture and ruling elites are dumbing us down, it's the mission of Bill Martinez Live to provoke and challenge all of us to think, live, and be more intelligent. In turn, that arms us with the ability to easily engage others in intelligent, reasoned debate. Your one-time gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of BML Live. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of BML Live would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in at $100 per month? What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Your gift of any size matters. Make your tax-free donation right now. BillMartinezShow.com and click the donate button. And thank you.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and it's time for the Good News Girl. Samantha Mao is with us. For more information, you can go to the website, check out Sam's Corner right there, and all these great stories, these viral videos that everybody's talking about, and some that you'll remember, you'll go, oh my goodness, what was that? So just go to Sam's Corner and pull it up for your friends and neighbors so you can share it with them. Hey, Sam, how are we doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing terrific. Paxton is well fed. He's in a controlled position, so we're okay. We're talking baby Paxton here. Is Paxton officially a month old now? A little bit more now, right?
He's over 5 weeks. Yeah, he's going on 6 weeks old right now. So
he's going to be driving tomorrow. He's ready to go. I know. And you. And meanwhile, Mama says, "Slow down here. I'm trying to enjoy every moment of this." So again, we're just so excited. Wow, it's so cool. So anyway, while he's asleep, he's been well fed, ready to go. Let's talk about these viral videos. Can you imagine? I mean, here is an Alabama farmer who's been paying people's pharmacy bills, huh? And he's been doing this for a number of years, right?
Yeah, his name is Hody Childress, and he's actually also a U.S. Air Force veteran. And, you know, this is in his hometown of Geraldine, and ever since 2012, he decided that he went to the pharmacy in 2012. And he was told that, you know, there were people who couldn't afford some of their medicines. And so he's talking to the owner, whose name is Brooke Walker. And, you know, what he decides is, like, he's like, I'm going to give $100 just for anybody who can't afford their prescription. Don't tell a soul the money came from me. Just tell them it's a blessing from God. And so he starts doing that. And he's done that every month for 10 years, and nobody knew it was him. Even he even had family members to go to that pharmacy themselves, and they just had no idea what he was doing. And and he started collecting a little money here and a little money there just to help people struggling, which I think is amazing. And then last year, he sensed that he was approaching the end of his life because he had COPD and other health issues, and he was having trouble getting around. And so he needed somebody else to take the $100 bill to the drugstore. And so he gave it to his daughter. And that's how they found out that he was helping.
I was going to say, that's how they found out, right? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he passed away on January 1st of this year. And now we're finding out, you know, this is the legacy he's left behind. And And he only left. The only reason anybody even knows what he did is because he wanted it to continue and passed it on to his daughter, which I just think is so touching.
Mm-hmm. So did he have the wherewithal or some sort of, you know, something in his will to continue to pay this, or is it just going to go away now that he's passed?
He said now that the word is leaked out, his family and friends and Geraldine are paying it forward and keeping his fund going.
Wow.
So I have a feeling the fund might not only still be there, it might even grow.
I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised. People, yeah.
It's quite a legacy to leave behind. And, you know, I wonder how many people were blessed by him helping or how many people got the medicine.
For 10 years? Oh, my goodness. Yeah, exactly. Wow.
And,
well, what a great story.
Like, medicine is one of those things you just, just medical bills can pile up. They can get so expensive so quickly. And when you need your medicine, there's like, when people are going to the pharmacy, it's not usually an optional medicine. It's a medicine that you require to treat something at a time, whether it's a long-term illness or something you're dealing with briefly. And, you know.
Well, this is what's happening in our country today, Sam. You know, the cost of living has gone up, and people, particularly in the Northeast, are making a choice between, you know, staying warm or getting their, you know, their pharmaceuticals, you know, their medicine. You know, this is how tragic this is, and it's hard to imagine that this is taking place in this great country of ours. But, you know, what we've got is we've got a priority issue here, you know, within our government. Our government always talks about doing something about, you know, pharmaceuticals and the cost of pharmaceuticals and, you know, pushing us more and more, you know, to, you know, a socialistic healthcare system. And, you know, that is not the answer. You know, we put enough money into the government. They take enough tax money away from us. They're just not spending it appropriately, in my humble opinion. And, you know, this is something that, you know, needs to be seriously considered. And there needs to be focus on this. I mean, when you've got citizens right now that are hard pressed, and meanwhile, you know, just in contrast, we have our southern border wide open. And people are coming in, and I know somebody would say, well, how cold-hearted? These are migrants. These are not all are migrants. Okay, come on, let's get real here. You know, some in a perilous situation, and there's remedy for that. Not storming the border, not turning this into a political issue, and paying for, you know, people who are not citizens, you know, paying for their, you know, their medical care. And meanwhile, we have citizens who've contributed to this country, and they're hard pressed to pay their bills. I'm sorry, you know, things are out of order here, and you got to keep them in proper perspective. Well, this next story, Sam, is you've got a woman's. Did not expect her to survive until she was one. And on her 50th birthday, you know, here it is, filled with acts of kindness, right?
That's right. So Rima Kabore, she has cerebral palsy. And when she was born, she was a very, very frail baby. You know, their doctor told her parents they didn't expect her to survive until she was one. So, you know, you can only imagine if her parents had just known that 50 years later she'd be celebrating her birthday. She actually wasn't even able to walk until she was 13 years old, and she had numerous surgeries. And she said it was because of great care and support and acts of kindness that she is doing so well today. So recently she had a family friend that planned a surprise birthday party at a restaurant down in Greenville. And when she arrived, a car full of people jumped out to surprise her. And she was, you know, of course, very shocked. And then there was a young man who worked at the restaurant, went in and got his saxophone. The owner actually sang. She said he had a beautiful voice. And then another customer paid for her. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, that's so cool.
A whole group of people coming together to celebrate this birthday that she was never supposed to, you know, according to doctors, never supposed to make it to. And 50 years, that's so 40, much better.
49 more than counting, right?
Yeah, that's right. Every year is just a blessing. And that's why you don't always just listen to, you can't just listen to the doctors. You know, they know a lot, but they don't know everything. And
well, that's why they call it a practice, right? You know, it's because you really don't know, because, you know, lest we forget, you know, God himself is the author and finisher. You know, he is the one that's in full control. So you don't know. I mean, and call them miracles, call them what you want. But, you know, clearly this is extraordinary for somebody to be 49 years and counting beyond her life expectancy. And you imagine, just the stories that she must tell in her 49 years of unaffected life, right? How precious that would be. Amazing.
And I hope that they have a surprise party for her every year that she continues to defy the odds.
Well, every year is a surprise, right? I mean, you know, think
that's
about
right.
it. You know, she's not, yeah, surprise, I'm still alive. Go figure.
Absolutely.
I love this. This next one is a father donates his own kidney to a stranger after his teenage daughter was saved by a transplant, huh?
I think this is such a cool story. This father is in Wales, and his name is Arflan Jones. His 19-year-old daughter, her name's Serene. She became seriously unwell, ended up having to have both of her kidneys removed. And she was in dialysis for 10 hours every night until one day, you know, she was informed that a kidney had become available. And, you know, anybody who's known of any, even if you just know of the story, let alone known people who were on the list or needed a transplant, this is a life-saving mm-hmm. thing that not everybody gets the opportunity to have. You know, you're on a waiting list and you're just praying. And he said it's such a huge gift, and without that kidney, she might not be alive today. And at least she would have had to keep being on dialysis waiting for that kidney. And
exactly.
While she was waiting for the kidney, her dad, Arfan, decided that he was going to sign up to be a living donor. So just to pay it forward. And he still hasn't gotten to meet the person. He donated his kidney in December last year, mm-hmm. you know, like inspired by life-saving kidney that his daughter received. And so he hasn't gotten to meet the person, but he said that mm-hmm. he has been told they're doing well. And I just, you know, I think that's an amazing thing. I didn't even realize there was a living donor registry like that.
Yeah. Well, originally he wanted to donate his kidney for his daughter, but it wasn't a match, right? And then so after his daughter,
right.
if I understand the story, after the daughter received her kidney and survived, they called him up and said, well, you know, do you want to be taken off the donor list? He goes, no, I'm still in. You know, somebody else, right? How cool is that? What a great attitude. This next story is about a photo that's gone viral after Delta Airlines attendant comforts a woman on a Charlotte flight. Explain to our audience what was going on. We've got about a minute left here, Sam.
That's right. So Floyd Dean, it's a photo of flight attendant. Her name's Floyd Dean Shannon showing him, mm-hmm. and he's comforting a woman. The passengers were saying we're scared to fly. So, you know, it's actually quite touching. He's like bending down and he's grabbing her by the hand. And this is one of those moments where it's a black guy and a white lady, and you see this picture and you remember the divide in this country is not as real as some might have you believe. Mm-hmm. It's quite touching. It was taken by another passenger and it's gone viral. It's just so sweet. You know, anybody who's been like known anyone mm-hmm. who's scared to fly, that can be quite an overwhelming thing. And what a great guy. And how lucky the airlines are.
Again, proving we're one blood. And this is Charlotte. And this is Charlotte, too. I mean, so just goes to show you how far we have come in terms of race relations. Now you know why she's the good news girl. Check her out.
BillMartinezShow.com. You can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com. Anytime.